Welcome to the wrestling show, everybody. Here is where Billy Body and myself, Cav Manning, go over everything that happened this week in the world of pro wrestling. I like to say the world of pro wrestling. Meanwhile, it's SmackDown and Raw, and if a pay-per-view happens. I am Cav Manning at Lingus Mafia. That is my podcast, along with Mr. Billy Body at SGP Soccer on Twitter. How are you, Billy?
Yeah, I'm still... You know when, like, you just want to get your fucking, when you move into a place, you just want it to be like so you can sit in it, and then you know you don't have anything else to do.
Yeah, and just be comfortable and be home.
Yeah, I haven't even slept in a bed for about a week.
No shit.
No, I haven't made the bed. I haven't like put it together because I have an appointment with the flooring company that are putting in a new wooden floors. Mm. So I would have to, when I had made the bed, I would have had to take it apart.
So you're just sleeping on a mattress on a floor?
Yeah, mattress on the floor. Before the mattress was on the floor, the mattress skin, like one of these Casper mattresses, the mattress needed to go in for like a clean. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that would take like a week to get it back. So yeah, I put the mattress in, and then I couldn't sleep on that. And then I was sleeping on the fucking recliner sofa.
Oh boy.
Which is, I think it might have irreparable like back damage from that.
I wouldn't doubt it. We're going to go through what happened this week in this wonderful world of ours that is called pro wrestling.
Hold on, let me change my sound because I was back on the fucking the old sound where...
I could hear, yeah, I could hear the echo and hear myself totally. So much better already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This starts off on Friday Night SmackDown.
Should we start again? So we start again in case people be like, oh, they've gone back to that sound. I'm not going to listen.
You know what? It's only a minute and a half. They could, if they quit after a minute and a half, they could fuck themselves.
I think they would have quit already. Yeah, they would have been like, oh.
If they could listen to us do a Russo show when Russo doesn't know what we're talking about, then they can listen to this.
I mean, a million people have quit watching wrestling.
Yeah. So I mean, if they're struggling through wrestling, they're struggling through this fucking show then. Roman does his normal suck himself off thing in the ring, and Edge, he says, you know, you don't want this, Edge. I give you a chance. You could take it back. You don't have to face me at Mania. Brian shows up and says, I want another shot. As Billy's fucking can't turn his fucking ring. You know what? Someone DM'd me. Jesus Christ. Someone DM'd me and said how you could do it without that ringer being snapped off. So I'll have to send you the screenshot of what you need to do because that was the worst. The worst is we were doing it to ourselves on the Russo show because I was texting you stuff and you were texting me.
Yeah, because that noise overrides like the silencer. It's because the alerts are coming through from different apps. So
I don't know. I click that thing on and boom, nothing. I don't get a fucking peep.
You can put do not disturb on, but then if you which I'll do, but if you it has do not disturb on. Oh, wait, it's not on always. So my iPhone is locked. Okay, so I put it on always, do not disturb, right? The problem is I'll forget about it.
And everybody be calling like crazy.
And then my whole life will be fall apart, yeah. It's like,
shit.
So, well, your mom's dead, don't you care?
Jay says, fuck you. You get me before you get to have the big dog. And then they jump Brian and walk away like they did something. Edge is in the back with Sonya and Pierce. He's pissed off because Brian might get this title shot at Fastlane before him. It's just so fucking dumb. I said this today to you guys on this group message where I said they need to get rid of pay-per-views between Rumble and Mania. Let's build this thing up. Let's get a good fucking burn going. But nope, everything's right before everything. They have to fucking cash in that money. Otis and Clark Gable versus the Mysterios. Now Otis and Gable are bad guys, so they win. Usually, when you get a new gimmick and you become bad guy, you win, unless you're Rockabilly. Then you lose every fucking match you have when you change gimmicks, which we'll be talking about on Russo Show. Apollo Crews.
Not yet.
Talks in the ring. Now,
not yet.
Was I right about this last week when I said, is he going to become a fucking royalty now?
Yeah, is that what he is? Is this actually, he's not King Apollo though?
No, I think he's going to be Prince Nigeria. I think because he said his grandfather was the king of fucking, you know, Timbuktu or whatever. And now he's, you know, an American, you know, coming to America. He's Eddie Murphy from Coming to America.
Do you think they did that because Coming to America is coming out this week?
I don't know. That'd be great, though. This is the reason. He has a scarf now. So that's his, maybe that's his, you know, what do they call that? Like a fucking, you know, part of their fucking heritage. And they have, this is my fucking crest and all that shit. So he says, I'll give you the steel like my granddaddy did. We give you the fucking steel. And then he talks in his native tongue and goes, but we don't understand what he said. So we move on. Apollo versus Shinsuke. Apollo wins because he has a new gimmick. Liv versus Tamina. Apparently Tamina needed to get some juice or something because now she's a fucking dominant. Where they've shit on her for how fucking long, and now we're supposed to believe she could beat people. And I feel so bad for Liv seeing this. I'm like, they changed her gimmick and got rid of it in 2 seconds, and now she's out there. She's back to being Riot Squad with a barely a different look because she likes to change her outfits at least, so that's good. But right out the window after all that time, this is what they do. Bianca, she has to make a decision on Mania, and they pipe in the fucking crowd chanting EST. It drives me fucking crazy. A piped in chant. Before she picks, we got old Reginald out there, and he shows up and he says, don't pick Sasha because you will lose. Sasha shows up and says, pick her. So she does. And I think it's funny because she goes, pick me. I'm the best, this and that. And then she does pick her, and she's surprised she picked her. Okay. Ever since that Austin show.
Do you know this is still supposed to be the main event of night one?
Really? Really? So we're having the two men's on not be main event of each show?
Well, one of the men's is going to have to be behind this. It's not even like guaranteed to be Drew's match because I don't think you're ending WrestleMania with Roman Reigns winning.
Yeah, and I guess then they wouldn't want to say Black Eye headlined fucking WrestleMania, I guess. That's another one they want to fucking probably point out.
Well, is Black like the new women?
I think so. It's the new, you know, we've been suppressed. I don't know if new suppressed, but I laugh because WWE posts a fucking picture of their black champions where I said on the crew, I go, okay, it's the fucking, he should have been the first, Bobby Lashley, which we'll get to, should have been the first black champion. And the picture is with Rock, Kofi, and now Lashley. And I said, all of a sudden, they remember the Rock. Before, when it was Kofi, no one fucking mentioned the Rock. Now Rock is their first black champion.
I think it was Kofi that mentioned a Rock when they were saying, like, oh, he's...
You're right, I think.
They were saying something about Kofi, and Kofi was going, no, I'm not. It was going, it's the Rock, and you have to recognize all blacks.
Yeah, I guess even if you have half, I guess you're black then. I mean, that's what they say. But WWE sure as fuck wasn't pushing it. They sure as hell didn't.
It wasn't a thing back then. It wasn't like you couldn't get points off it back then.
Yeah, yeah, you're right, 100%
right. Because everybody was just normal, like, and you were allowed to put stuff on TV and, you know, like sex, heart attacks, all this kind of shit. Like, it was all on TV, but now it's not. Now it's everyone's a fucking big pussy and they're all point scoring off the fucking social justice facts.
And we'll suck you off later because everything you have said, you said a lot of shit last week, if you recall, a lot of inside stuff that I had no fucking idea about just because I watch it like it's who cares. And everything you said is fucking leading up to exactly what you said or has happened now, because you said, oh, next week it's going to be Lashley wins the title. And I'm like, really, that fast? They're not going to, that's crazy. No, he's going to win next week. And you're going to have the title. And that's what they wanted to do. Just get it off Miz. Miz needed to cash in. That was it. And boom. Mm-hmm. Yep. There you fuck. I was watching it last night going, motherfucker, this guy fucking bullseye right on the fucking money. Same thing with Braun and Shane going to be at Mania. Fucking leading right into it. I go, Jesus Christ. He's right on this. And I don't even think that's from
Brian and Roman. Like fucking, yeah. I mean, that's only been like pushed forward one pay-per-view. So it's the same story.
And no one even told you about those matches or that Lashley was going to win the fucking title. You just said you could see it.
Oh, I knew. I knew Lashley's facing Drew at WrestleMania. I just didn't know. You know, I didn't know the speed of it. I knew you can't go to a pay per view with that match, though. But
yeah.
I don't know what you do for the next pay per view. It is now. This pay per view is now in the way of the of WrestleMania. But like, whereas they could have used it so it wasn't in the way. I mean, you can use one. I do think that you need. I think throughout the year, this thing is so boring. And you're so out of ideas of having title shots. When you're doing beat the clock challenges, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the number one contenders matches, they always come up with the same one. It's like someone wins a fucking battle royal, someone beats the clock, someone wins a fatal four way. Like, you know, or occasionally, once in a while, and I haven't seen it for years though, they have a tournament. But, or the other, you know, the new way they go is someone just comes out and says they won a title shot.
That's a lot of the time. They get it, even, or they attack like someone.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do, attack people.
I think every single year you should have the winner of the Rumble, the winner, the person, the brand that doesn't win the Rumble has to go into the Elimination Chamber. Mm-hmm. So I think someone should make their choice quicker. And then later on in the year, I think you need to correlate the King of the Ring with SummerSlam. Where the winner of the King of the Ring chooses who he faces at SummerSlam, and you make that also like a couple of months. Like you have the tournament in June, mm-hmm. but the pay per view is in August, and you don't pick. You know, you take your time like picking. It changes SummerSlam completely. Plus, it gives us a King of the Ring, which is a better way, a better pay per view than just generic shit called like Over the Limit and fucking Backlash and
the worst ever pay per view name. Do you remember? Horror It's what is it?
Was it Extreme Rules the Horror Show? No,
Great that's
Balls of Fire.
Yes, Great Balls of Fire is the worst. Even worse than Tuesday in Texas, by far. Great Balls of Fire is unbelievable. It's insane.
You not think a King of the Ring in June? Then the winners, the king always faces a champion at SummerSlam.
Yeah, and I think they should have the tournament for fucking King of the Ring, not on Raw. Where now the guy has to have two matches to fucking be king? It's so stupid. I'm
no,
like,
of course not on Raw. Of course not on Raw. It's pay per view, King of the Ring pay per view.
But I'm talking
three matches
about
in one night.
I'm talking about yeah. That's what they do now, though. They have fucking all these matches on Raw, qualifying and first round, and then it's like they go to pay per view and you have to win twice to be King of the Ring. Fuck that. No, have that shit on fucking King of the Ring.
They only did that towards the end when because they. The King of the Ring buy rates were dropping, and they tried to save it by shortening the tournament and putting more stuff on it. But the thing is, the Survivor Series was on the chopping block for a while, but they decided to get rid of the 4-on-4, sorry, and they turned it to normal matches.
Ugh.
So yeah, there was loads. I mean, that's the thing. Like now, but now when you got no buys to factor in, you may as well just do the better pay-per-views, like. I don't give a fuck. I don't even want this brand versus like brand stuff necessarily. Like, I mean, try and create the matches within your own brand. Like, try and create feeds to have the matches. I don't know, but I mean, I don't want to see these fucking wall to wall pay per views or like pointless matches.
No, yeah, and I really wish they would. I mean, back in the day, I was thrilled when a pay-per-view would come out because they were so rare, but that's what happens. It makes your heart go fonder when you have less and you ache for it and want it. It's fucking oversaturated like a bastard. And I'm like, I was sitting here watching Raw and I'm on YouTube watching golf reviews for clubs. And the girlfriend's sitting here watching stuff on her iPad, right? And she goes, why is this on the TV? Why can't I watch something? And I go, I have to review. So I had to take notes and I go, I'm glancing over when I need to hear something. I hear it. Otherwise, I don't give a fuck of what's going on. And I'm like, I'm paying attention to the iPad more. I'm like, it's fucking sad. Profits versus Corbin and Sami Zayn. I fast forwarded. I did not care. Brian interview in the back. He's saying, you know, he thinks Edge has been off for too long and that he can't beat Roman Reigns. Edge shows up and says, well, who would win between me and you? And he says, well, I'm going to keep that to myself. What's he supposed to go? Oh, I'll lose immediately. Rollins in the ring. I enjoy this Rollins stuff. Cesaro shows up and Rollins tries to get him to join him. And he gets big swing. I did pop. I fucking laugh because his jacket's flying off while he's getting swung around. And he did to him for a long time. I actually really fucking enjoyed that. Uso versus Bryan. Roman shows up and they beat down Bryan. So like Billy said, we are going to get Bryan versus Roman on the way to WrestleMania. It's time for Raw. Drew's back and he talks in the ring. And his goal is to get back the title at Mania. Miz and Morrison show up. And Morrison, tell me this. Doesn't he look like the alien from They Live, the way he came out yesterday?
They Live, what's that film with Piper in it?
Yeah. He looked just like the fucking aliens with those glasses and that fucking hair.
I don't understand that film. I watched it a couple of times.
Oh, I love that fucking film. It's so great.
But do you understand it, Phil?
Yeah. Yeah, that there's aliens amongst us and you could see them with the fucking sunglasses. That's all I know.
That was my takeaway as well, but I just didn't understand how that was a film.
Yeah, I mean, the ending, I don't understand. It's like, okay, well, he shoots the fucking transmitter, so now everyone could see that there's aliens, you know? Okay. Let's see. Miz wants to get with Drew because he doesn't want to have to face Lashley. So it's a lot of this during this show. Like, oh, come on, we should team up. We could get this at Mania instead, me and you instead. MVP shows up and says, you got an hour, and we're having this match. Sheamus now shows up, and it's time for Sheamus versus Drew. They fight outside the ring right off the bat. This is the first match of the night that they've said this is a match. And they fight, and the referees have to try to stop them from fighting each other. Why? This is this was the build match. Let them beat the shit out because it didn't start in the ring. Fuck, who fucking retarded. We come back and it's about a 30-minute match and Drew wins clean in this thing. And it was almost like they fucking shook hands afterwards. They just stared at each other. There was no fuck you. Naomi versus Nia. Nia wins pretty much in a squash match. But what do you think? Lana looked good yesterday.
I don't like that hair.
I like the outfit, though. The titties were on display.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I mean,
her personality makes you hate her regardless of looks.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, that's the thing. Like, and there's a lot more they could be doing. I mean, she needs to be that Instagram character on TV. But she kind of even is. Like, but she's not. But it's not a baby face. I don't understand. Maybe I'm out of touch. Like, I don't like people like that, but maybe like people like that are like really popular. Like, if you like just care about your fucking Instagram and your Snapchat and your what the fuck is the other one she does? TikTok. If you're like really into that, if you're really into that stuff and that is your life, maybe like people relate to it, but I don't because I'm old. So
maybe you're right. She should come out there and just be constantly with, oh, I got my, you know, I'm recording a live Instagram right now for my followers and start in with, you know, that she's good looking and all that shit and just constantly and like take pictures naked and go, what's your favorite day of the week? So now it's time for Lashley and Miz for the title. Miz says he has cramps and he needs to shit. So he's in the back. Maybe he needs cranberry juice for his pussy.
I get those.
Shit cramps.
I get those cramps, yeah.
You don't need cranberry juice at least, right?
That's not for shit, though. That's for piss, isn't it?
No, it's for period.
Is it?
Yeah, it's urinary stuff. But yeah, have cranberry juice for your pussy. Lashley runs to the back and fucking chokes him to death. And Pierce says, you're going to defend now in an hour. You have a fucking another hour. We have three. You might as well take another one. Anytime you see a title match is going to be in the beginning of the show, wait for it to the end. Because that's what we had with Austin or Sid and Brett, right?
But, you know, Hogan lost to Andre the Giant in the middle of the show.
Remember they changed main events to the middle? It was fucking odd. I remember going to shows over here and it was the main event was in the middle of the fucking show. I'm like, what? Fucking made no sense. Braun.
Yeah, what was that when Hogan was on top?
Yes, it was because I was supposed to go to the Oakland Coliseum and my buddy's father couldn't find it. and we were late. I had front row tickets, and it was, I think it was against Earthquake, and I'd missed the fucking match because they couldn't find the fucking arena.
Yeah, I remember, I know why they did that.
Why is that? So people wouldn't fucking leave or show up late or what?
No, so children could go at the interval.
Oh boy, so they could leave right afterwards?
Because some people wouldn't buy tickets because they'd be like, oh, you know, you got school tomorrow, Tommy. You can't stay up till 10.
Oh wow.
And it'd be like, oh, well, Hogan's going to be on at, you know, 8:30. So yeah,
Jesus.
I don't know where I heard that, but it's true.
Huh.
I mean, there was a joke where there was another show, was it, where someone said, oh, Hogan liked to go on and get back to the hotel and get something to eat. But it's like, that can't be it. There's no way they would let him.
You imagine.
The other way I heard is probably makes much more sense.
Yeah. Okay.
I changed the whole fucking format of what.
Because Hogan needs a spaghetti dinner.
Right. That's the mania.
Braun the Gardener shows up. And now he says he's been getting fucked over by Shane and Pierce.
How much you hate Braun now, like from like compared to what, when you wanted him to be the fucking champion?
Yeah, yeah. It's like I don't really give a fuck now.
But isn't he there's something like very one dimensional about him. Like he's gone back to being a beginner. There's like a period where like he got it. He mm-hmm. got what he needed to do or whatever. And now he comes out and he goes, "This sucks. That sucks." It's like, yeah, mate, like. Who's scripting this for you? Like, this is the most basic dialogue I've ever seen anybody have.
And it's the same about, I'm going to kill you if this and that. It's a lot of the same stuff.
What about Shane? Like, Shane needs to be like examined for like a degenerative brain disorder, because he can't fucking remember his script or speak most of the time.
What did he mess up on this one?
He messed up on a few bits. Even when he was telling The Miz, even when he was in the locker room with, like, I didn't put it in the notes.
Sure.
Because I'm still, like, in the middle of this move. But, like, so he said something in the locker room as well, where he said about stripping him or of the title or something like that.
Yeah, like they almost
he did step over his line because he wasn't ready.
Yeah.
He said he's going to strip him of the match. He said, "I'm going to strip him of the match." Yeah, that's what he said. He goes, "I'm going to strip the Miz of the match, or at least the title. I mean, the match." I mean, he went, "No, I mean the title."
I do remember that. So Braun is pissed off, and he's saying he's being screwed, this and that. And they have it in for him, and he doesn't even know who his partner is tonight. And I thought they had said he had a secret partner, like he had a partner, not that they were giving him one. So they're in the ring, and Shane goes, no, and I'm going to make it a fucking tag team title match, playa. So he says, and you're going to be with management, and that's going to be with Adam Pearce. He said, I'll fucking kill you if you mess this up. Okay, then don't ever fucking tag out. That was my thought. Now we get this match, and it's Pearce and Strowman versus Hurt Business for the tag titles. This is retarded. He's killing fucking everyone, and then Shane goes and stands on the ropes and says, tag fucking Pierce in. And he does. Why? Why are you then ignore him. Pierce comes in, gets small packaged immediately, and loses this match. Elias versus Damian Priest. Elias is never going to win another fucking match again. I don't even know why he's there at this point now.
How long was this?
I don't even fucking know.
Between Drew and Sheamus in this match, do you think it was one of the hours?
This whole that whole thing, the Elias match?
The Elias match plus the Drew and Sheamus match together.
Oh.
Do you think that clocked up?
It has to be
one of the hours.
It would have to be. The thing is, the Drew one started, it didn't start at the top of the hour. So you're figuring it's 15 minutes in when it starts. So, you know, that's why I was like, I'm looking at the clock, and I saw it ended like at 40, but they had all that shit in the beginning. So I'm thinking, 10 minutes is this, you know? But I mean, they want to show, you know, Damian Priest's skills, I guess. And, you know, he got to come out there with Bad Bunny. And you're right. Every time I see Bad Bunny, I'm now thinking of you, because you said he's got to be undefeated for a while. How the fuck are they getting this fucking 24/7 off of him? Because this is the longest. No one's even tried to get the fucking belt from him.
No, they didn't try, did they? No one comes after him.
No, I think we got one time somebody came out and Damian threw him out or something. It was one shot, but we haven't seen anybody chasing him. Fucking R-Truth talked to him. I'm like, okay. Orton in the back interviewed, and Bliss is on TV with her. She's playing with a Satan in a box. And they clone Randy Orton, apparently, and now Randy's on the TV screen with, like, a devil voice talking to Randy. They're running out of fucking things to do.
What kind of match is this going to lead to?
Oh, God, what would it fucking be?
Can't be a funhouse match again like last year.
Well, why not? Why not?
Why not? Because you did it last year.
Yeah, but then they can never do it again? They have more shit they can do.
Do you think they're gonna just? Well, I mean, Orton's the only one that's been long enough there, long enough to have enough footage in the videos. You know, where you can get inside his mind, and you know where they had all those old versions of Cena and stuff.
Yeah, he'd come out with the headband on, that kind of shit.
So he got to face someone every year that's been with the company at about 20 years. So he'll face Triple H next year.
Oh God. Okay.
I worry about this Fiend character this year because I think it's getting to that point. It'll be 2 years now in May.
And he's wrestled four times.
I think they're gonna run out of ideas with him. I feel that they're already like, I mean, they've already had to kill him, kill Undertaker for 4 years till he had to like resurrect when he lost to Yokozuna. So they've already killed him. They already beat him. Clean. Mm-hmm. But that was too early. They already give him their WWE EU Universal Championship and everything. So I don't know. I don't think they know how to do this. I think if this wants to be salvaged after this, they need to be like, Bray, just write for yourself.
I was thinking the same thing. Just let him write it himself, because anyone else involved in this is going to be a fucking problem. Lashley versus Miz for the title. Miz tells...
Do you miss something?
I don't think so. Right after that interview... Well, this is the other time.
You missed Charlotte.
No, that's coming up. This is another Miz match that doesn't happen.
Oh, sorry, you're not on the third try.
No. Miz says, you deserve a bigger stage. We should do this at Mania. Let's put it off. And I was like, motherfuckers, they're going to try to fucking not have this match this week. So I'm like sitting there on the edge of my seat about this. And they said, MVP goes, no, that's all right. We'll win tonight. And the bell rings. He takes his belt, runs away. It's a count out. I'm like, oh my God. MVP in the back with Bobby and Shane. MVP says, I was shocked. MVP yells, this is bullshit. I said, look at this with the fucking cursing. Shane says, I'll consider stripping Miz of the title and giving it to Lashley. I'll consider it. And Lashley says, I'd rather have a match with him and beat the piss out of him. Charlotte's in the ring, and she pretty much has to reset a program. That's what this interview is. She talks. And she says she wants Asuka at Mania. But she isn't there tonight because of last week. I did not know this happened last week when I was watching it. And they showed it slow motion of Shayna kicking Asuka in the fucking face and her teeth exploding out of her fucking mouth into pieces. And I'm like, I mean, she fucked her up. I said, what the fuck is this? Anyone who's even around Nia now injures people? Kicks her teeth out. Shane and Nia show up and say, nobody likes you and you don't deserve a title shot. So then the two ugly ones beat up the other ugly one. And now we got Charlotte versus Shayna. Charlotte wins this fucking match. I like how they just throw this match away. It's like, okay. Countdown to, again, for Miz and Lashley. Retribution versus Lucha and Riddle. Ali screams at them for losing again, because that's all they fucking do, and says, watch me. I'll fucking win this. And now we get Ali versus Riddle, non-title, and fucking Ali wins. I keep thinking, are they going to break this team up? Is this... Are they done with this trial?
Well, they won.
No, they didn't win.
I mean, Riddle won. Ali beat Riddle.
Yeah, so. But now, I mean, Ali, tell them, fuck off. I'm done with you. You guys keep losing.
He should get that fucking belt, that U.S. belt, and he should be...
Oh, my God.
I mean, he should, like, say it's the... I don't know. What could you say?
Fuck. Oh, Shane is in the back with Miz. Miz is
Al-Qaeda belt.
The Al-Qaeda belt. You imagine they fucking do that. They wouldn't dare do anything this time something, of fucking
they should,
life.
They should do something to it. They haven't had a thing for ages where someone desecrates one of the belt and makes it like mean something else.
Because that's the thing. I don't think he's going into the fucking F the USA stuff. That's the problem. They're not doing any of that. Otherwise, he could fucking cover up the United States part.
Well, I mean, they're like terrorizing the company and everything when they were like throwing bombs and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now they're coming out there to be company lumberjacks.
I laughed at that as well. You know what's funny is I'm watching them and I go, boy, I remember when pandemic started and they really thought highly of this retribution. They would come and interrupt the show and do stuff. And I go, and now they were given a contract. Like, it is so fucking dumb. We got tired of them interrupting our matches, so we gave them a job for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Fuck.
Well, they still do that thing. Like, even when Ali won, they were like just shaking their heads about.
Now Shane's in the back with Miz. Miz crying about the title, as Billy mentioned earlier. Now we get Bobby versus Miz for the title. Shane says, it's a lumberjack match, and sends everybody out there. Miz tried to escape a couple times. They throw him back in. And Lashley just butt fucks him with that 12-incher and fucking beats the fucking... I'm like, he looks intense. He looks like a fucking true monster out there. Beating the shit out of... And like, tap out to the fucking hurt lock. Everything. And then continue to beat the shit out of him afterwards. Foot on the chest. Fuck you, new champion. And Bobby Lashley era starts for, what, 60 days?
Yeah, 40 days.
40 days until Mania?
That's what Drew said on the show.
I thought Charlotte said it was 60 days or something. That's why
I
thought
March. It's March the 2nd, right?
No, so March. Oh, right, now, yes. And it goes, it's like 40 then, yeah, because it's like the 10th and 11th, right?
Yeah.
So we got about 30 days and plus another. Yeah. Fuck. Okay. So that's how long we're going to have. What a waste. What a fucking. I hope he fucking wins. I hope because they've been doing swerves at Mania. So maybe he fucking wins. But that's the end of fucking Raw. And that's what you fucking get. Your thoughts.
Well, I mean. My only thoughts are, what's Fastlane going to be on? What's Fastlane going to have on it? Because there's nothing. Are you going to do a Miz getting his rematch? Like, are you going to make Drew go through some kind of, you know, multi-man match to win the number one contendership? Is he going to have to face the Miz and Sheamus and AJ Styles in a Fatal 4-Way or something? I don't know what are you even putting? I don't even thinking about it.
I mean,
what have you got on there? You got Brian and Roman.
Yeah. Iron Man
match.
2-hour Iron Man match. That's what they should fucking do. Because nothing else. It's that much of a wasteful.
You're gonna have to do 5 out of 9 falls.
We're doing the first ever. They like to do that first ever shit. So we'll do first ever 5 out of 9.
I mean, what realistically, what is there to put on there? Like, there's Lana and Naomi against Nia and Shayna. I'm now having like cognitive issues, like Shane, and trying to think of what's to put
it's
on.
It's because
the show.
It's so fucking bad. Your brain becomes mush from watching it.
Riddle and Ollie is going to be on there.
Yeah, you're right there. It's a glorified Raw. On a different night. That's what this is.
I think maybe like Brian and Roman was put on there because they figured we could do a bigger match for Mania and we can make this a really big match of Fastlane because we know we're not putting anything else at the bottom of it.
And then who does Brian get at Mania?
I don't know. Seth Rollins. After Seth Rollins beats Cesaro at Fastlane.
That's true. Oh my God!
Cesaro and Rollins is okay. Like that'll go on Fastlane.
That's the problem. It's 2 minutes. These programs are fucking weeks and they're done. It's like no time for shit.
I don't think Drew or Lashley or Sasha or Bianca will wrestle on the show on Fastlane.
You don't think Drew will?
On Fastlane? No, I don't think so.
Well, how does he get this title shot?
He asked for it.
All he's got to do is like Apollo. Fucking, we had Big E beat the shit out of Apollo 500 fucking times. And he said, I'm not giving you another shot. And then he beat him up.
Listen, if you're black, right?
Sure.
And you're watching the TV.
In jail?
Yeah, and you're
black, like, and white?
Free time. On DVR. On your...
During arts and crafts time? Okay, go ahead.
But no, seriously, if you're watching this, yeah. If you're watching this TV and it's Big E and Apollo and they're both doing their current characters now,
mm-hmm.
Who do you want to win? Who do you want to come away with the Intercontinental title?
See, I know you have a thing with them being goofy or something, and you say, oh, but I'm like, I think that's almost every fucking, there's an array. I mean, there's less black guys. That's what makes it more stand out.
I know a lot of Nigerian guys around here, and I think they're a lot more like, I think they're a lot more, I mean, Umar's Nigerian.
Yeah, I know. That's why I started laughing when you said.
Oh, yeah, I live 5 minutes from him now.
I'm sorry.
I think that Apollo character is on the money. I don't know anyone like Big E.
I mean, well, the thing is, like, Big E says on his little 24 thing, you know, I didn't watch it, but I said a clip where he said, you know, I like to entertain and be goofy, this and that, but then I want to be able to fucking, you know, be a fucking badass. And when he gets in the face and starts hooting and hollering, I mean, that's fine. Like, you see him do the goofy stuff, which is, I mean, whatever. You see it in his feet massage or whatever. And then fucking gets in their fucking face and talk all that shit. I said, that's fine. I mean... you see a lot of real life shit. People goof around, joke around, and then fucking get all pissy.
I'm not a fan of Big E. I was never a fan of Apollo, but I think this character's better than what Big E does.
They need Apollo to do something badly because, I mean, like you said, it's been, he's been Mr. Smiley forever, and, you know, hopefully this fucking works for him. You actually, you know, hope it's good.
But that's the weird thing. Like, you revamp, you revamp people really quickly, like, mm-hmm. you know, you give them a new coat of paint and change them around. But when they then get into these programs and they get to a certain point and then they lose, then they're just stuck there. Like, look at Carmella went away and came back.
Yeah, what the fuck?
As a heel.
Yeah, she's gone again.
She couldn't win the title, which, you know, was the bad time to win the title because Sasha had it. What can you do with her now?
That's the problem. You come right back to a big thing and lose. You're like, well, what the fuck? So I'm like, are they going to let fucking Apollo win the fucking title?
I see. Not, if they don't, he just ends up like Carmella with new character who couldn't get the title. And then they're just, you know, sitting in the middle of the show.
Yeah, because, I mean, they're trying to push Big E. They're going to have him lose to fucking Apollo right now after he beat him 10 times because now he says he's a prince.
Well, look at that. I mean, Nakamura was supposed to face Roman, or at least do something with Roman. They made him run the gauntlet, and he won. And then he never got that match, and now he's back to losing. They were interested in it for a couple of weeks.
And he loses to fucking Apollo. Jesus Christ. All right. Well, that is it, everybody. Hope you enjoyed. If you want to watch some really good stuff, I suggest you jump on to the network and watch 97 March, April. It's so fucking good. This is Austin being a fucking quote-unquote good guy, but they do it right, which we're going to be asking Russo many questions about for the next podcast on a poll show. Pillman is attacking Austin now. He's finally back, and it's fucking, it's good.
No, so you, like, gone ahead of where we need to even
Yeah, I finished March because we have to do such a quick turnaround with April because fucking Mania is in the beginning of the month. So I got to bang those both out. It's like after we record the one Russo show, in 2 weeks, we got to record the second one. It's going to be a fucking fast. That's why I'm like, well, I'm firing through those. And then I think we can fucking rest for a fucking minute. But those two are going to be fucking barn burners right off the bat. But it's all done. Just read my questions. You'll be good. All right, everybody. I am Cav Manning. And if you want to vote soon, by the way,
Miss Lingus is going to be upon us. This month, we are going to be doing the voting and sending out our things. I know everybody's been waiting for it. This will be the sixth year of Miss Lingus. So,
I still got to do those betting odds.
Yes, you do. You have until it'll be the first Tuesday of April that the results will be done. So in about a week or so, we'll start in with sending out the ballots to people who want to be in. So contact us at Lingus Mafia on Twitter, and we will be sending ballots out. And you won't know who's moved ahead because it's all trickery. And you'll see just this person against this person against this person, and you won't know who has gone ahead and who's voted for who. And so you'll have to hear the show. Wait,
when you vote, how many people on your list?
I think there might be 16.
So you vote for 16 people?
No, you will. There's 16. That's the bracket. There's 16 people in. So
wait, who's your cutoff point then?
Oh, that's what we'll have to go over. We will have to see who's in this year. And we will have and we don't know the bracket. We Rob Jeremy, he will send out his thing. He does it, so I don't know. Nobody knows, so you kind of don't go.
So Nia, Shayna, they don't make it, right?
They will not even be close to win. No. You even I could have some AEW people, but they're usually less chance to win because not as many are going to watch it. So you don't know those people. Like, you got to look them up.
So Charlotte might not even be in this.
I don't think Charlotte's even going to be in it. No.
What about like a Bayley?
No, I don't think so. She might not even be. I mean, we're going to have a, get together and say, is this one worthy? Because there's going to be, okay, here's the main people.
What about Paige? Does she stay in it?
No, because that's the problem. She's not a fucking round. If she was on TV, she's in for sure. And I was thinking about that today because of those big giant tits. And I'm like, fuck, she's not on fucking television. I can't fucking put her in. Carmella's in. You're going to get her in there.
Carmella has a shot.
And
I don't think she will win, but
I think Alexa's odds have gone down a lot since the fucking new character. She's wearing something terrible. You don't see anything. She's wearing a fucking full fucking outfit. It's not hot. So, we're going to see if Miss Lingus 2020 holds onto her crown, which was Liv Morgan. She actually fucking won. Someone with no tits
you
actually
might have
won.
Someone win that's not, you may have someone win that's not white.
Nobody has. It was Paige first, Alexa that's twice in a row, Mandy, and then Liv. That's what it's been so far.
Wait, you haven't even, apart from Paige, I was going to say they've been blonde.
Yeah, we've had blondes. And Paige came down to like a fucking tiebreaker win, and we blame fucking, Faust. He voted for her. He was the only one. We're like, what the fuck is wrong with you? So, I mean, Lana could do it, but Lana has a fucking problem. Her personality. You won't want to vote for her because of that?
I don't think she'll win.
No, I don't either. Just because of that. So, stay tuned and check out the Lingus Mafia podcast. You will hear all discussion on that.
I don't think people are as put off by Alexa's character as you are.
It's not the character. It's the fucking outfits. If somebody's dressed like a fucking schlub recently and for a while, like, I think that's how Liv won. She did that whole fucking, she had a whole new character and outfit changes. The outfit changes fucking do it. So, I mean, Mandy with the new hairdo, I don't know if that's going to help or hurt, but she wears different stuff now. She doesn't wear that same gold bullshit. She has different fucking outfits. That helps. And I think Dana has a chance too because she's been looking better. With her titties out. She got those big titties. That always.
I still think Sasha or Alexa.
You know what? Sasha got a good fucking shot too. So
that's what I said. I think the first person to win won't be white.
We're going to fucking see. It depends. I tell you what, don't watch her Austin interview because that'll turn you off. Because she thinks she's fucking up there, man. I'll tell you that. She fucking way into herself. So.
She still looks good in that, though.
Yeah, she does look good with that. She got some muscular arms, that's for sure. So, all right, he's Billy. I'm Cav. We'll see you next time.
My name is Derek Montilla, occasionally known as a big-ass piece of shit.